Hello and welcome to another edition of the South Carolina Business Review. This is Mike Switzer. While working with a hedge fund that he co-founded in college, our next guest became aware of problems the long-term care industry was experiencing with healthcare reimbursement payments, and so decided to build a software solution. That effort recently resulted in his company winning the Proving Ground Entrepreneurial Competition at the University of South Carolina. Andrew Nye is CEO at Catalyst Health, and he joins us by phone now from his headquarters in Charleston, South Carolina. Andrew, welcome to the program.
Thank you, Mike.
Congratulations on winning this competition at USC.
Thank you. It was a lot of hard work went into it.
So now tell us a little bit more about the company and the backstory here.
Yes. So earlier on in college, I was working at a different startup, and to make money on the side, started doing random one-off consulting gigs with companies local to, at that time, Columbia, but also some in the Charleston area. And one of the professors who knew I did these consulting gigs introduced me to a friend of his who ran a nursing home out in the Charleston area. And so I went in about this time last summer and interviewed his staff to see what potential issues there was, and discovered some systemic issues that affected the whole nursing home industry, specifically with reimbursement. The process is done completely on pen and paper still, and their nurses are having to comb through their electronic health record system on a daily basis to see what care has changed for patients and update all of their forms manually. And so it was a pretty apparent when I saw those issues that a software solution could definitely help them. And so I left that other startup and started Catalyst Health and started building software that integrates into the electronic health record system of facilities to grab all the information necessary to automatically complete and fill out their reimbursement forms for them.
Okay, and so you discovered that this issue is not specific just to this one nursing home, that it's industry-wide?
Yes, the nursing home industry is kind of looked over by other tech companies. If you're trying to start a company in healthcare, hospitals is where the most money is, and then assisted living facilities and these nursing homes have thinner margins than other types of healthcare facilities. And so it was pretty apparent that it was a countrywide thing, not just a this facility thing.
Did you have a software engineering background, or did you need to hire some people?
I was a finance major at South Carolina, but I was able to teach myself just through a lot of long hours in the trading lab at the Dartmouth Moore School of Business coding. So
tell us where you are now with the company. How many employees? Do you have customers yet?
Yes, we have a small handful of employees. I think the exact number is 4 or 5, depending on how you count interns. We're currently in beta testing with that original facility out in Charleston, and then potentially a few others across the state of South Carolina. And the goal with that beta is to just sort through any last minute kinks in the software before we really open it up live across the country.
And so have you noticed any competition yet popping up?
Not any competition yet. There are some companies in the space that do things adjacent to what we do, but nothing that's directly competitive with what our software does.
Okay, and so what is the timeline then, assuming the beta testing goes okay? Do you have customers in the wings that are waiting? Do you have funding ready to go?
Yes. So we're planning on completely bootstrapping it, so we don't have funding ready to go. The good thing about software is the margins are so great that if you can get a good initial launch, you don't necessarily need funding. And in terms of customers in the wings, we're talking with a handful of customers in South Carolina, some in California, some in Georgia, and some in Florida. And once the beta ends, we're ready for all 50 states for Medicare patients, because that's the same process in all 50 states. Medicaid, we're slowly building out each state's Medicaid process state by state. And so I think right now we're pretty much done with North Carolina, and then we're done with Georgia and Florida's Medicaid process, in addition to South Carolina.
The time frame on the beta testing ending and the actual product going out there?
Yes, about 6 weeks, give or take, is when we'll be fully live and ready to go.
Okay, so you're almost there.
Yes.
Well, Andrew, congratulations again on winning this competition, and we look forward to getting an update from you in the future.
Thank you so much.
Andrew Nye is CEO at Catalyst Health. Based in Charleston, South Carolina, we will have a link to the company posted at our webpage so you can learn more, southcarolinapublicradio.org, where you can hear this show again. And remember, you can find us wherever you find podcasts. With the South Carolina Business Review, this is Mike Switzer.
The views expressed on the South Carolina Business Review do not necessarily reflect those of South Carolina Public Radio.